take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you're growing. Now you know about the facts of life. The facts of life. When the world never seems to be living up to your dreams, and suddenly you're finding out the facts of life are all about you. You. It takes a lot to get them right when you're
Hold it steady. This is going to be a tough repair job.
Not if you would do it my way. Buy a new table.
Natalie, we got to keep studying for your Spanish test.
We have been studying for my Spanish test for hours. Now we are going to take a break, with or without usted.
Ah. Coca-Cola, the same in any language.
How's it coming, Natalie?
My studying has ground to a halt, but my nervous breakdown is progressing nicely, thank you.
You'll do fine.
Spanish has been bringing down my grade average all year. If I don't get at least a B on this exam, my mother's gonna send a hitman after me. My father.
This leg is still wobbly.
I know what it needs. Elmer's.
What's that?
Elmer's, it's a glue.
I'll be back in a flash.
Let's go, Natalie. Translate, Nunca he visto uno carita de toros.
I know I knew that.
Easy. I have never seen a bullfight.
Joe, who taught you Spanish?
Nobody. Who needs a teacher when they got graffiti in subway stations? I also know some juicy words in Polish, Portuguese, and Jai.
I believe that is known as an ethnic slur.
No, it wasn't an ethnic slur. This is an ethnic slur. Blair Warner is a rich wasp nerd.
Excuse me. I'm looking for Mrs. Garrett.
Deliveries are made through the kitchen.
You have to be Blair.
She sure does. Nobody else wants to be.
Joe, right? And that leaves Natalie.
Who are you, the great Karnak?
And this must be Tootie, the Rona Barrett of Eastland.
I pick up a lot more dirt than she does.
Can I ask you a simple question? Who are you?
He's Alex, Mrs. Garrett's son. His picture's on her dresser.
Tell your mom to get a new picture. Your eyes have gotten bluer.
This is really a kick getting to meet you girls.
Alex, the musician.
Your mom didn't say you were coming.
I didn't tell her.
Don't move. I'll tell her.
So you're Alex. Alex who's recorded with James Taylor and Billy Joel.
Wait. It sounds like you wrote my resume.
That's because your mother's only mentioned you a few million times.
She's not exactly ashamed of you. She's told us about your gigs and being on the road again, making music with his friends.
Willie Nelson, sharp.
You noticed, I'm into that scene myself.
Oh, yeah. You write songs?
Actually, I write poetry. But what's a song? A poem backed up by a la-la-la.
What are you doing, Tootie? Alex!
Who's the best mother in the world?
I am.
How come?
I got the best son.
Mama.
Oh, why didn't you tell me you were coming?
I didn't know myself. My ride to California decided to go to New York instead.
Oh, I'm just glad that you're here. Oh, you're so thin.
Hey, Alex, tell us about your gig in Chicago with Neil Diamond.
You told them?
Oh, I'm your mother. How can I keep something like that a secret?
So, you know Neil Diamond?
Does anybody really know Neil Diamond?
My mother does, very well.
She wrote me about his birthday bash.
Oh, yeah, that party was something else. The food was unbelievable. And Neil jammed with the band till dawn.
Really?
Oh, yeah, he'll never top that one.
Is it true what they say about Michael Jackson?
Is what true?
Everything.
Now, girls, I know you want to ask Alex a lot more questions, but I'm going to be very selfish. My son and I have a lot of catching up to do. And so does Natalie. Comprendo?
Oh, here, Joe. Would you put that table leg in traction?
Oh, you got a table that needs fixing? Yeah. I'm kind of good at that stuff.
Oh, great. But first I want to hear all about your music.
We'll talk some more later, huh?
Bye.
Bye.
See you later. He's full of such wonderful stories.
It's not the only thing he's full of.
What do you mean, Blair?
He doesn't know Neil Diamond.
Come on, you don't party till dawn with a perfect stranger.
There was no party. That's what my mom wrote me. It rained buckets and it was canceled because the tent fell in.
So, Alex was probably talking about last year's party. Those big shots have birthdays every year.
It's not just the party, it's... Well, it's everything about him. Look, I know a phony when I see one.
You should. You spend enough time looking in the mirror.
I wish I had something a little more earth-shaking to tell you, but things have been kind of quiet lately.
Oh, it'll get better. Oh, by the way, I picked up that Carly Simon album you played on. Healthy-looking girl, isn't she? Good, strong teeth.
I guess you noticed my name isn't on the record jacket.
So, do they list the guy who plays the canon in the 1812 Overture? Yeah, but still, if you were part of it, the least they could do is squeeze your name somewhere on the jacket.
You'd make a great agent, Mom.
Hey, that reminds me. Here's this month's check. You'll save me a stamp.
You know, I was kind of hoping that by now I wouldn't need your help.
Oh, please. I'm your mother. I'd rather have a piece of your future than a piece of the rock.
Well, I guess I am making some progress. People say I have a lot of the qualities of Elton. Even he said so.
Elton? You know Elton John?
Well, we've been to some parties together. You know, maybe I'll look him up when I hit the Big Apple.
Yes! Alex, you should look up Elton.
Natalie, were you interrupting us for something special?
Oh. We're out of Brussels sprouts.
How can we be out of Brussels sprouts?
The truck from Brussels was late. Which reminds me of a poem I wrote.
You wrote a poem about Brussels sprouts?
No, about fortune's fickle fancy. You want to hear it, Alex?
Sure. Maybe I can set it to music.
I was hoping you'd say that.
Natalie, your Spanish is calling.
Mrs. Garrett, a person doesn't live by Espanol alone. Poetry's really where my head is at.
But Spanish is really where your bee is at.
Mrs. Garrett, you wouldn't want to squash someone's dreams, would you?
Hey, now, my mom is no dream squasher. She supports mine 100%. In fact, she supports me 100%. But one day, I'll do the supporting.
I know. You're going to make me, Edna Garrett, the first mother of rock and roll.
You know it. Elvis built Graceland for his mother, and I'm going to do the same for you.
Just imagine, Edna Land.
If you're going to dream, dream big.
And if you're going to dream, dream in Spanish. Now, vaya con Dios, my darling.
I could really learn to hate Ricardo Montalban. No, I won't be a kid forever, but the thought doesn't fill me with dread. When I leave the land of Never Never, I'll have so much living ahead. No, I won't be a kid forever, and sometimes that causes me sorrow. But my future is closer than ever, and it's gonna be a bright tomorrow.
Got real talent, Natalie.
Now, Natalie, you've definitely got an ear for lyrics.
Thanks. Fear was the inspiration for that one. I wrote it in the dentist chair. I want to hear all about Donna Summer's clothes.
All I want to hear is four girls snoring. It's almost lights out. Alex, I'll show you where you'll be bunking.
We'll pick up down here, Mrs. Garrett.
How come you always do the volunteering and I always do the picking-upping?
All right, gang, you got exactly 4 minutes and 10 seconds to go.
You never change, Mom.
Good night, Mrs. Garrett.
Good
night.
Good
night.
Good night.
Good
night.
Good
night.
Good
night.
Good night.
Did you ever hear guitar playing like that?
Yes, it was at a grammar school recital.
You never let up, do you?
He's got you girls so snowed you were cheering when he tuned up. Do you think Mrs. Garrett would know mediocre when she hears it?
We don't care what you think, Blair.
We think he's terrific, and Mrs. Garrett does too.
Right, and she's the one supporting him.
She's what?
Just until he makes it.
What's wrong with that? My parents and I worked out the same deal.
You're 12. Alex is 28. That's it. I have to talk to Mrs. Garrett.
You don't have to, Blair.
He's taking advantage of her. He's sponging off her.
He's her son. I'm telling you, Blair, where I come from, you poke your nose in family business and you wind up breathing through your ears.
You're not doing Mrs. Garrett any favors. Someone's got to tell her son's a fraud.
Hey, Alex, what are you doing down here?
Just fixing this table for Mom. What are you still doing up?
The girls wanted to go to sleep, and I need to cram some more for my Spanish exam.
Are they still teaching you useful everyday phrases like, I have never seen a fiesta?
They're into bullfights now. But bullfights make me nervous. I guess I take them too personally. I'm a Taurus.
Gotcha.
My future's in words. I want to write the songs that make the whole world sing.
Barry!
I knew you'd know. And I had this great idea. You know the battle hymn of the Republic?
The name rings a bell.
You know what's wrong with it?
What?
Should have been a love song.
That's certainly an interesting approach.
Hey, you think you might be able to help me work it out?
Sure, anytime.
How about now?
I thought you had a big Spanish exam to cram for.
I'm all crammed out. Besides, conjugate one verb, you conjugated them all.
Well, I guess you could use a little break.
I thought something like, my eyes have shed so many tears that they are all swollen.
You've got your emphasis on the wrong syllable.
How about, my eyes have swollen up from all the tears that I have shed.
That's better. Keep going.
They are red and they are puffy and I'm a score at two bed.
Good night, Natalie. Don't forget your Spanish, huh?
When I lie there on the pillow, which props up my weary head, my love is marching on.
Check outside. Natalie? Oh, she's in here, girls. You. Natalie, wake up.
5 more minutes, Mom. 5 more minutes.
She must have been here all night.
Looks like the library exploded in here.
No comprendo.
Oh, Natalie, I know that today's test is important, but you shouldn't worry so much about your Spanish. You don't get any sleep.
Oh, I wasn't studying Spanish.
You mean you stayed up all night not to study Spanish?
I was working on a song.
A song?
It better be Lady of Spain.
I wanted to finish the lyrics Alex and I worked on last night.
Alex? You were working on lyrics with Alex instead of studying Spanish? Natalie, I'm getting angry. And I don't like to get angry, because when I get angry, I start to yell.
So don't get angry.
It's too late! You get your tail into your uniform and get ready for that exam.
I'm not taking the exam.
What?
Don't listen to her, Mrs. Garrett. She's just whacked out from lack of sleep.
No, I'm not. If I'm going to be a lyricist, which I am, I don't need to take Spanish. In fact, I don't need to take a lot of the other junk I'm taking.
Any junk in particular?
Well, history, for one. No one writes songs about the American Revolution anymore. Yankee Doodle said it all.
She's gone crazy. Natalie. Natalie, you've gone crazy.
Ever since Alex and I started talking, I see my life a lot clearer.
This I gotta hear.
Alex said, and he put it so well. Life is a school, and experience is your best teacher.
How did he come up with that one?
He said you told it to him.
Oh. Well, it made sense at the time, but it lost something in the translation.
Mrs. Garrett, we creative people are a breed apart. We march to a different drummer.
Hogwash. If you're going to march at all, you have to put one foot in front of the other.
When do I get to follow my dreams? When do I get to do it my way?
When you pay your own bills and stand on your own 2 feet, that's when.
But Alex says...
Alex is a great one to talk. He's twice your age and still doesn't pay his own way.
Alex says...
Alex, nothing. You just get your butt upstairs and get dressed for that exam.
All right, I'm going. But I'm gonna write a song about how kids get pushed around today. Then you'll really be sorry.
I don't know what's happened to that child.
I do. Alex happened to her, and when I see him, I'm gonna wring his neck.
What are you so steamed at him for?
How dare he come in here and start messing up Natalie's life? It's enough. He's messing up his own.
What do you mean he's messing up his life? Alex is doing great.
Great. He's a 28-year-old struggling musician who's still being supported by his mother. You call that great?
That's exactly what I've been saying.
Blair, cool it. You're out of line.
Mrs. Garrett says we can discuss anything with her, and we don't have to be embarrassed or afraid.
She was talking about sex. This is personal.
It's one thing to put your son through school, but it's another to put him through life. It's wrong. And I know it.
Then why don't you tell him that?
Why don't I tell him that? Because I'm waiting for him to realize it and come and tell me.
Well, how come you could tell Natalie to get her act together?
I can tell Natalie because she's not my own son. I mean, what am I supposed to say to him, son? Stop dreaming. You're not that great a musician, so stop kidding yourself. How can you say that to your own child?
Good morning, everybody. Who's the best mother in the world?
I'm not.
Hey, Ma, that's not your line.
Well, it's time to change the routine. Girls, breakfast. Alex, come here. How dare you come in here and twist that little girl's head inside out?
What are you talking about?
Because of you, Natalie thinks she can walk out of here this morning and become a success by Thursday.
Well, sometimes that happens
Alex,
in my business.
Stop it! I mean, you are a bad influence on my girls, and I will not have that! It's bad enough you're wasting your own life.
I'm not wasting my life.
Yes, you are.
I am working as hard as I can.
No, you're not! Oh. My. I'm just now realizing... It's my fault. Please forgive me.
Forgive you? Forgive you for what?
I've always encouraged you to dream. But, Alex, there are dreams and there are fantasies. And I never really taught you the difference.
What is the difference?
You see, I told you I never taught you. With hard work, a dream might come true.
And a fantasy?
Fantasy is when you sit back, put up your feet, and pretend. Hey, someone fixed the coffee table.
Yeah, just needed a C-clamp and a couple of wood screws.
Nice job. Thanks. Oh, Alex, please... I have to tell you something. So far, Your being a musician has been a fantasy. Oh, yes. And if you want to make it a dream that might come true, you're going to have to stand on your own 2 feet and work for it. So, from now on, no more bread. In fact, that last check was the heel of the loaf.
You're cutting me off?
Don't make it sound so awful. It is awful. It's terrible. It's killing me. I have this vision of you in a rat-infested hovel, even thinner than you are now, wearing rags. Well, worse rags.
Is this a final decision?
Yes, because I love you.
Thank God.
What?
Now I won't have to lie to you anymore.
Lie?
About all the recording sessions I wasn't really in on, and all the people I never met, like Donna Summer and Neil Diamond.
And Carly Simon?
Oh, no. Carly, I really know. But I wasn't in any of her recording sessions. Actually, I built a big wall unit for her stereo system. See, I've been hanging around a cabinet shop in between all of my no gigs. See, here's a picture of it.
This is beautiful.
Well, I use the best walnut. See, it's got mitered corners, recessed hinges, solid brass fixtures, little lights up in there.
Oh. Why didn't you tell me about all this?
Well, because I didn't want you to think I'd got sidetracked from my music. I know how you feel about finishing something you start.
But you finished this. It's magnificent.
But this doesn't make me a musician.
So what?
So I've dreamed all my life of being a musician.
Oh, but Alex, dreams can change, and it's okay. Doesn't mean you're a quitter. My dreams changed. I was a housekeeper who wanted to see the world. I did. The world was great. Now, I'm a nutritionist with a bunch of girls who'd run a mile from a carrot just to get to a Twinkie. And I love it. 5 years from now? Who knows?
You mean, you wouldn't be upset if I became a guitar-playing carpenter? Self-supporting.
Upset? It's your life. I mean, if it makes you happy, I'm happy. Oh, Alex, whatever you want to do, do it! And listen, if you decide to be a carpenter, you can really build Edna Land for me. With your own 2 hands. Oh, my God.